Isusovih stopala gospodina mogu odmah da posvete one koji dođu u dodir sa njima, dok vode Gange mogu da posvete tek nakon duge upotrebe. Smisao, čisti bakte gospodina su moćniji od vode svete reke Gange. Svako može da ima duhovnu dobrobit ako duže upotrebljava vodu Gange, ali može odmah da bude posvećen milošću gospodinovog čistog bakte. U Bhagavad Giti je rečeno da bilo koja osoba, bez obzira da li je rođena kao šudra, žena ili trgovac, može da prihvati utočište lotosovih stopala gospodina i tako se vrati Bogu. Prihvatiti utočište lotosovih stopala gospodina znači prihvatiti utočište čistih bakta. Čistim baktama, čije je jedino zanimanje služenje, odaje se poštovanje imenima Prabhupada i Višnupada, koja ukazuju da ta su takvi bakte predstavnici lotosovih stopala gospodina. Dakle, bilo ko prihvati utočište lotosovih stopala čistog bakte, prihvaćajući čistog baktu kao svog duhovnog učitelja, može odmah da bude pročišćen. Takve gospodinove bakte se poštuju i slave isto kao i sam gospodin, zato što su uključeni u najpoverljivije služenje gospodina, jer iz materijalnog sveta oslobađaju pale duše, koje gospodin želi da vrati, koje gospodin želi da se vrate domu natrag Bogu. Takvi čisti bakte su poznati kao gospodinovi predstavnici prema objavljenim svetim spisima. Iskreni učenik čistog bakte smatra da je duhovni učitelj jedna gospodinu, ali sebe uvek smatra poniznim slugom gospodinovog sluge. To je čisti put predanog služenja, predanog poštovanja.
Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nithi Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Satarine
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasati Gauravakranda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Yathara Sanshaya Sutta Munaya Prasamayana Sadhya Punanti Upashvesta Svarun Yaponu Sevaya. O Sutta, those great sages who have completely taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord can at once sanctify those who come in touch with them, whereas the waters of the Ganges can sanctify only after prolonged use.
O Suta, svi veliki mudraci koji su potpuno prihvatili utočište lotosovih stopala gospodina, mogu odmah da posvete sve one koji dođu u dodir s njima, dok vode Gange mogu da posvete tek nakon duge upotrebe.
When one comes in contact with the holy Ganga, Ganga River, one is slowly purified from sinful reactions which are in the heart, waiting to be manifested.
Kada neko dođe u kontakt, u dodir sa svetom Gangom, onda želje koje se nalaze u srcu, grešne želje koje se nalaze u srcu i koje još nisu manifestirane, mogu da se očiste.
One can practically experience this. Even devotees in our movement who go to the Mayapur festival, when they take the bath in the holy Ganga river.
Ovakvo iskustvo možemo da imamo i mi koji smo bhakte, kada idemo u Mayapur i kupamo se redovno u Gangi.
Who has done so already?
Ko je to uradio već?
Have you noticed when you leave the Ganga water that you don't have any longer strong desires for material life?
Da li osjećate da kad izađete iz Gange, da više nemate veoma jake želje za materijalnim životom?
No, yes.
Da? Ne? Yes.
So. Have you take regularly bath in the Ganga?
Da li ste se pravilno kupali u Gangi?
That's a practical effect. You become disinterested in material sense gratification.
Praktički što se desi posle da nemate nikakav interes, nemate nikako interesovan se materialistički život.
Yes. So that's also the effect when you come in contact with devotees, but it is faster.
Ali to se isto dešava kada dođete u dodir sa čistim baktom, ali je mnogo brže.
The Ganga, this effect comes to manifest only after you have taken many baths in the Ganga.
Kada je u pitanju Ganga, to se manifestira tek posle toga što, posle puno puta kad ste se kupali u Gangi.
That's why those of you who were there, they're not so sure when I asked, have you noticed this effect?
Zato vi koji ste bili tamo, niste bili tako sigurni kada sam pitao da li ste osjećali
oslobođenje. You didn't have opportunity for a long time to bathe. You just were there for the festival.
Zato što niste imali mogućnost da se dugo kupate, bili ste tamo za samo za vreme festivala.
But if one is together with a strong devotee and one actually listens to what he has to say to us, one loses his interest in material life very fast.
Ali ako smo zajedno, ako smo u društvu čistog i jakog bakte, osoba gubi bilo kakav interes za materijalnim životom u njegovom prisustvu.
You can see this practically in our own lives. We all have come in contact with Srila Prabhupada either directly or by meeting devotees who are his disciples, and therefore now we are in the movement for Krishna consciousness, having given up our previous ways.
Možemo to da vidimo praktički i u našim životima, da smo došli u kontakt sa Srila Prabhupadom ili preko njegovih knjiga ili posredništvom njegovih đaka i njegovih učenika, i mi smo ostavili materialistički život.
Yes. Yesterday I preached to a friend of one devotee, and a long friend since 16 years or so, and one could immediately see there's such a difference in personality and just the intelligence of the devotee was totally different than the non-devotee. There is something happening, something very deep is happening in the contact of a pure devotee, which changes the heart.
Juče sam video prijatelja od jednog bakte, veoma starog prijatelja, 16 godina, i veoma jasna je bila razlika između tih osoba, da kada bakta dođe u kontakt s vrednim služenjem, dolazi do veoma duboke promene u srcu.
And if this change of heart does for some reason not come about, then we must know that we are not properly associating with such a pure soul.
I ako ne dođe do te promene u srcu, onda možemo da znamo da se ne družimo na pravilan način sa tim čistim dušama.
Anyone can be sanctified by the mercy of the pure representative of Krishna, but he has to want to be sanctified.
Svako se može očistiti kada uzme utočište pravog predstavnika Krišne, ali treba to želeti da bi se to moglo desiti.
And this brings me to a very important subject matter which I wanted to discuss this morning. It is the subject matter of inspiration.
Dovodi nas to u veoma na važnu temu danas, a to je pitanje inspiracije.
We have to want to be inspired in Krishna consciousness, and then it goes very fast.
I moramo želiti da budemo inspirisani u svesnosti Krišne, i posle će to ići veoma brzo.
We can change our life from a dead man's activity to a living man's activity.
Možemo promeniti naš život od aktivnosti mrtvog čoveka do aktivnosti živog čoveka.
In the fourth canto, chapter 9, text 6, there is a very interesting verse which describes Dhruva Maharaja before and after inspiration.
U četvrtom pevanju, 9.6, ima veoma lep stih koji govori o inspiraciji Dhruva Maharaja.
And this morning we will discuss some principles about this inspiration.
Ovo jutro ćemo diskutovati o nekim principima inspiracije.
My dear Lord, you are all powerful. After entering within me, you have enlivened all my sleeping senses.
Dragi moj gospodine, ti si svemoćan, ušavši u mene, oživio si sva moja uspavana čula.
You have enlivened my hands, my legs, my ears, my touch sensation, life force, and especially my power of speech.
Moje ruke, moje uši, noge, čulo dodira, životnu silu i naročito moju moć govora.
So Prabhupada says, I paraphrase it a little bit. Dhruva Maharaj, this is the line, could understand that his life force and activities had been sleeping.
Dhruva Maharaj je mogu da razume da su njegova životna sila i njegova čula spavali.
This is the third line in the Purport Narakriti Prabhu. Unless one comes to the spiritual platform, his bodily limbs, mind and other facilities within the body are understood to be sleeping.
Sve dok ne dođemo do duhovnog nivoa, naši telesni udovi, um i drugi delovi tela su uspavani.
Unless one is spiritually situated, all his activities are taken as a dead man's activities.
Ako nismo duhovno utemeljeni, sve naše delatnosti su kao delatnosti mrtvog čoveka.
Or ghostly activities.
Ili duha.
Yes. In Hawaii, there are people who are called zombies.
Na Hawaii ima postoje ljudi koji se nazivaju zombi.
A zombie is actually a dead man who has been arisen by voodoo craft. Voodoo, voodoo, voodoo. And so on. Yes.
Zombi su mrtvi ljudi koji su podignuti, koji su oživeli na neki način pomoću voodoo magije.
Yes, voodoo magije, yes. They smear some juice of a slaughtered pick on his body.
Oni namažu neki sok od ubijene praseta preko tela te osobe.
Things which we don't want to mention on Bhima Jajalika.
Stvari koje nećemo, o kojima nećemo sada govorimo.
And the effect is that somehow a ghost takes possession of the dead body.
I šta se dešava je da taj duh uzima utočište tog mrtvog tela.
And then they actually can walk again.
I onda su stvarnosti mogu ponovo da hodaju.
But not like a real living person.
Ali ne kao stvarno živo biće.
The difference is that they only come, you know, they get a message from whoever voodoo's them. They get this program in their mind, and then they can only act this program.
Oni dobiju program ili poruku od ovog voodoo čoveka koji radi tu magiju. I onda mogu samo da deluju prema tom programu.
For instance, they might get the program steal this car.
Možda mogu da dobiju program, na primjer, ukradi ovaj automobil.
And then they can only do this, nothing else. They don't think of eating, of sleeping. They just do this. They are total, like you could say, robots who get a certain program, you know, and then they are limited to the execution of this program. That's a zombie, just for your interest, cultural interest in Hawaii culture.
Kulturni zombi je ta osoba koja samo dobije informaciju i specifičnu misiju koju treba da uradi i onda ne jede, ne spava i samo misli na tu stvar koju im je dao taj voodoo mag.
Mark, yes. So this is exactly the that's not the purpose. The activities of a conditioned soul. He only has a very limited program.
Program uzdolnjenih duša. Uzdolnjenih duša imaju veoma ograničeni program.
That's our life.
To je naš život.
In the material world.
U materijalnom svijetu.
Extremely limited.
Veoma ograničen.
We are forced to act.
Mi smo prinuđeni da delujemo.
Under the hypnotism of the material energy.
Pod hipnozom materijalne energije.
And such a person who is totally forced, he is not really free.
I takva osoba koja je potpuno prinuđena da deluje tako, u stvarnosti nije slobodna.
One great force, this is how this works, it is explained very nicely in the 7th canto, chapter 9, 45. Text
45.
I will describe it and you will be extremely shocked. Janmai tunadi grihamedi sukam hitucham kanduyanena karayori vadukkadukam tripyanti neha kripana bahudukka bhaja kandu tivan ma nasiva jam vishaheta dira. Sex life is compared to the rubbing of two hands to relieve an itch.
Seksualni život se može porediti sa
rubanjem.
Trljanjem rukama da se oslobodimo i da od sraba.
Grihamedis, so-called grihastas who have no spiritual knowledge, think that this itching is the greatest platform of happiness.
Grihamedi ili grihaste koji nemaju duhovno znanje misle da je ovaj srab najviši nivo sreće.
Although actually it is the source of distress.
Iako u stvarnosti je to izvor patnje.
The kripanas, the fools who are just the opposite of brahmanas, are not satisfied by repeated senses enjoyment.
Kripane ili koji su potpuno suprotno od brahmana nisu nikad zadovoljni sa ponovnim zadovoljavanjem čula.
Those who are dira, however, who are sober and who tolerate this itching,
ali oni koji su dira, koji su mudri i tolerišu ovaj svrab,
are not subjected to the sufferings of fools and restless.
Oni nisu ne prolaze patnjama kao ove budale i.
The whole world has this simple program in their minds.
Ceo svijet ima ovaj jednostavan program u svojem umu.
To relieve an itching sensation.
Da se oslobodi od sraba.
But they do not know that while doing it, it becomes heavier and heavier.
Ali ne znaju za to vrijeme dok to rade, da to postaje gore i gore.
This is the zombie-like activity of the materialists.
To je zombie aktivnost materialista.
Have you ever had an itching sensation?
Da li ste nekad imali sprabež?
Just recently had one, but you know, if you try to relieve it.
Ako pokušate da se oslobodite tog straba.
You do it until it blood comes, but you still are not satisfied.
Možete to raditi sve dok krv ne počne da teče, ali i nadalje niste zadovoljni.
And you somehow only have this itching sensation in your mind.
I na neki način uvek mislite na taj strab u svojim umovima.
When it's a good itching sensation, you think day and night.
Kada stvarno osjećamo dobro, onda mislimo na to dan i noć.
You, all the time, and now Gogopala is itching already. when we even speak about it, we become reminded of.
Čak i kad govorimo o tome, a mi se podsjetimo o tom.
Now I'm also itching myself. So this is how material life is described. You have a very limited program in your mind.
To je popisano na taj način materijalni život. Imate veoma ograničen program u svom umu.
This is how
the condition soul is described to be a zombie, you know, a dead, like, dead, how do you say it in English? Death-like person.
Usklađena duša je, se poredi sa zombijem, to je stvari čovjek koji je kao mrtav.
He has not really awakened to the full spectrum of activity. He's just itching, or thinking of itching.
On se nije probudio da čini, da izvršava ceo spektrum aktivnosti. On samo misli na taj zdrav ili taj zdraviš.
If you want to become free from the zombie-like existence of a material, of a conditioned soul, you will have to have a higher inspiration than just the material program of the mind and the senses.
Ako se želite osloboditi života kao zombija u materijalnoj egzistenciji, onda je potrebno imati viši program inspiracije.
Even for a devotee who is weak and at the beginning and doesn't feel very inspired, but has, on the contrary, all kinds of material desires still in the head, he really has to think deeply about the question of inspiration.
Čak i za bhaktu koji je na početku i ima puno materijalnih želja u srcu, za njega je dobro da porazmisli o tim stvarima kao što je inspiracija.
We in Krishna consciousness do not actually believe that by speaking about how bad sex life, for instance, is, that we will become inspired. This is not our point.
Mi u svjesnosti Krishna ne mislimo da samo ako govorimo o tome kako je seksualni život loš, da ćemo postati inspirisani.
We know that we can only be inspired if we positively think of Krishna.
Mi znamo da možemo biti inspirisani samo ako pozitivno razmišljamo o Krišni.
There is a reason.
A postoji razlog za to.
If a devotee begins to control his mind by Krishna's mercy, by Krishna and by thinking of Krishna.
Ako bhakta počne da kontroliše svoj um Krišnovom milošću na taj način što počne da misli o Krišni.
He has practically reached Krishna.
On je praktički već došao u kontakt dodir sa Krishnom.
In the Gita it is said for one who has controlled his mind the super soul is reached.
U Gita je rečeno da onaj koji kontroliše svoj um već je dostigao na duše.
And one of the functions of the super soul is to give inspirations on knowledge how to reach the Supreme Lord.
A jedna od funkcija na duše je kako dati inspiraciju ili znanje kako dostići najviše gospodina.
If Krishna sees in other birth that someone seriously becomes interested in him, he from within the heart gives the light of inspiration which drives away the darkness of the zombie existence.
Ako Krishna vidi da neko ima da se neko interesuje za njega, onda će dati u srcu svetlo inspiracije koje uništava život kao zombija.
A devotee, in other words, must learn to be connected with the stream of inspiration.
Drugim rečima, bhakta mora da nauči da bude u kontaktu sa ovim potokom inspiracije.
Now, today I want to ask you, ask the Vaishnavas a little bit, what do you do when you are not inspired? How do you get your inspiration back?
Htio bih da postavim jedno pitanje Vaishnavama ovdje. Kada nemate inspiraciju, šta radite onda?
What is your tajna, your secret?
Koja je vaša tajna? Go on.
What? Vali se da ja?
Idemo dalje, počekati inspiracije
kasno. We go on and inspiration will come.
Huh? So just go on, that is your tajna, secret.
Samo idemo dalje. Tvoja je tajna.
Very good. Ada?
Priči pa nekog bakte koji je interesan.
Tu kam, tu sam da budi ovaj stvar.
Yes. Alex. Listen some lecture.
Slušati neku lekciju.
I have to repeat also to come to a bhakta who is inspired. What else?
Что еще? To try to preach to somebody.
To try? When you're not inspired? That's a very amazing program. So, okay, Slobodan preaches to someone when he is not inspired. Your preaching may not be very high at that time. Sometimes it's a fact. Devotees, young devotees who are not inspired, preach to someone, and then the other person also becomes not inspired. I would recommend you to wait a little bit before you are inspired, and then preach. Then the effect is better. Or otherwise you can go in the forest and preach to the trees, you know. And then you get maybe inspired. It's a fact. If one preaches, one gets inspired. But one should not preach, you know, to preach to oneself. One should not preach in order to inspire oneself, but to inspire the other person. That's the reason why we preach.
Ne bi trebali da propovedamo da bi se mi inspirisali, ali da inspirišemo ostale. To je stvari razlog zašto propovedamo.
You want to save your statement, I can understand. Yes, please.
He was thinking after he was inspired by devotees.
Yes, you want to save your statement. I can understand this. So, the question is, what do we do to become inspired? Bhavanan, you
are...
It's a good question, isn't it? Yes, please think a little bit. Atma B.
By reading Srila Prabhupada books, especially Srila Bhagavatam.
Čitanjem Srila Prabhupada I knjiga specijalno Srila Bhagavatam.
You read in the books?
Chanting and dancing.
Chanting and dancing.
Intensely.
Intensely. Chanting intensely, I'm sorry.
Mandrati intensivno. Nekoliko krugova.
But that's not so easy when you're not inspired. You have to be with the question. This is important. See, we speak of a time when we are really down. When we think of looking at a video, kami video. When we are full with material desires, when we do not have any snaga to get up, we are really down and out. What do we do then? Preach?
He's going to the devotees to, so they can preach to him.
Yes. Madan Gopal goes to the devotees so that they can preach to him.
We have to find out why we are not inspired.
Gopal wants to find out why he's not inspired, but this usually doesn't help. It drags you down more. No, please, don't always try to save your statements. Yes.
Just crying in helplessness.
Crying? Nara really cries. But does this help?
Yeah.
It helps?
Yeah.
Never tried it. But okay, this is a secret. Yeah? Maybe I should try it next time. But are you just crying or are you praying to Krishna? Help me.
Praying,
Krishna. Ah, yes, that helps always. He's just throwing himself before Krishna, lotus lapalas, And just say helplessly, please help me, and just even cries. Yeah, this is recommended.
Taking shelter in Mahaprasadam.
Taking shelter. Yes. No, you are laughing. This is yes. Also other prasadam. But mainly Mahaprasadam.
To force ourselves to act like we are inspired.
Primoramo da delujemo kao što smo inspirisani.
Kajla Vasini. To try to follow more strictly the sadhana program.
Pokušati disciplinovano naslediti sadhana program.
Molimo ste Krišni da nam svoju milost da smo
We pray to Krishna that by His mercy He will allow us to that we worship Him.
Mm-hmm. We pray to Krishna that by His mercy He will allow us that we worship Him. Yes, that's a very good program.
To
give obeisances in front of the altar. That's very good. Krishna says this. I should bow down to him.
Davati poštovanje pred notaru. Krishna kaže da odajem svoje poštovanje.
I have another I also do the things which some of the things which you do.
Ja radim već neke stvari od stvari koje ste mi vi rekli.
But I know that, and I know that in addition to this, there's something very, very wonderful in our movement for Krishna consciousness.
Kao dodatak tome I postoji jedna veoma, veoma prekrasna stvar u našoj društvu za svjesnost Krishna.
It is to become enlivened by the energy of the Lord.
To je da se postanemo oživljeni energijom gospodina.
I want to read this to you and please be very, very attentive. If you understand this point now, you might be able to very quickly come to inspirations at a time when you need them most.
Sada ću vam nešto pročitati I molim vas budite veoma pažljivi. Zato što veoma brzo možete dobiti inspiraciju u trenutku kada je najviše trebate.
Yes. Please read it in the third paragraph of the same purport. This spiritual enlivenment of Dhruva Maharaja's senses and mind was due to the action of the internal potency of the Lord.
Ovo duhovno oživljavanje čula I uma Dhruva Maharaja je bilo posljedica djelovanja gospodinove unutrašnje energije.
In this verse, therefore, the word svadhamna means by spiritual energy.
Stoga u ovom stihu reč svadhamna znači duhovnom energijom.
Spiritual enlightenment is possible by the mercy of the spiritual energy of the Lord.
Duhovno prosvjetljenje je moguće milošću gospodinove duhovne energije.
The chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is first addressed to the spiritual energy of the Lord Hare.
Pevajući Hare Krishna mantru, prvo se obraćamo gospodinovoj duhovnoj energiji Hari.
This spiritual energy acts when a living entity fully surrenders.
Ta duhovna energija deluje kada se živo biće potpuno preda.
And accepts his position as an eternal servitor.
I prihvati svoj položaj večnog sluge.
Then this spiritual energy, it just works.
Kada ova duhovna energija samo funkcioniše I radi.
To give you an example. Sometimes I think we all know we feel physically extremely weak, isn't it?
Na dam primjer neki, nekada se osjećamo veoma fizički slabi.
And it's impossible for us to imagine us dancing in a kirtan.
Ne možemo ni da zamislimo da možemo da igramo u kirtanu.
Do you know these feelings?
Da li imate iskustvo s tim
osjećajem? When you are sick, for instance.
Na primjer, kad ste bolesni.
Or extremely tired.
ili veoma umorni,
then you cannot imagine yourself doing something which requires physical energy.
Onda ne možete ni da zamislite da možete da radite nešto za što je potrebna energija telesna.
Now, when you do have this physical energy, you cannot imagine yourself being weak.
A kad imate ovu energiju, ne možete ni da zamislite da ste slabi.
This is something like spiritual energy works.
To je nešto slično kao što duhovna energija.
When you imagine yourself, when you are enlivened by this higher spiritual energy, you cannot imagine being in Maya.
Kad ste oživljeni ovom višom duhovnom energijom, ne možete ni da zamislite da ste u Maya.
How you feel?
Kako se osjećate?
When you are in Maya, you cannot just imagine this.
Ja, kako se osjećate kad ste kao kad ste u Maya, ne možete ni da zamislite to.
In the sense of you can't feel that.
U smislu tom da ne možete to da osjetite.
However, when you are in Maya,
ali u trenutku kad ste u Maya,
you can't imagine how it is in Krishna consciousness.
Ne možete ni
how
da zamislite kakav je taj osjećaj u svjesnosti Krishne.
Why is this difference?
A zašto postoji ta razlika?
It's very simple.
Veoma jednostavno.
When you are in Krishna consciousness, you are enlivened by the spiritual energy.
Kad ste u svjesnosti Krishne, vi ste oživljeni duhovnom energijom.
And when you are in Maya, you are not. Thus.
A kad ste u Maya, onda niste.
Please consider the example of a tape recorder. There's also radio. Radio and cassettophone, this is usually, in the modern times, it is combined.
Kassetophone zajedno sa radijom. U modernom dobu je to kombinacija, postoji to.
You can wait for a billion of years to hear a sound if the tape recorder is not plugged in.
Možete čekati miliona godina da čujete zvuk, ako ali ništa se neće desiti dok nije uključen kasetofon.
Say you do not have batteries.
Na primjer nemamo baterije.
Yes. This tape recorder will sit there and does not, it will not even make a peep.
Taj kasetofon će tamo samo sedeti i neće nikakav zvuk da proizvodi.
And there is nothing to make it a peep. Peep means a sound.
Ne postoji ništa što bi moglo da proizvede taj zvuk.
Yes, zvuk, yes. You know, when as a devotee I heard that there might be war, world war, my first worry was, then there is no electrical energy, and then how can I hear tapes?
Prvo moje razmišljenje kad sam bio bakta, je da će biti treći svjetski rat, onda sam mislio kako ću onda šta ćemo onda raditi jer neće biti struje i onda kako ću slušati kasete.
War is very bad because then with my tape recorder I cannot hear tapes.
Rat je veoma loša stvar zato što posle ne mogu da slušam kasete s mojim kasetom.
This was my main worry.
To je bila moja glavni najveći problem.
When I was young and innocent.
Moja najveća briga.
Yes. So, briga, yes. So this little analogy of the tape recorder helps you understand that there is something which works only with superior energy.
Ova analogija sa kasetofonom nam daje primjer. Možemo vidjeti da nešto funkcioniše samo sa višom energijom.
All of us are in the same category.
Svi mi smo u istoj kategoriji.
If we are not inspired and enlivened in Krishna consciousness,
ako nismo inspirisani i oživljeni u svjesnosti Krishne,
our life can be very troublesome.
Naš život može biti pun problema.
Like it is said here, it's the life of a ghost or a zombie.
Kao što je rečeno ovdje, to je život duha ili zombija.
What do you think now?
Šta sad mislite?
Is this all right?
Da li je to u redu?
Is it true?
Da li je to istina?
I personally can agree 100%.
Ja lično mislim da je to 100% tačno.
So we must somehow or other get some juice.
Na neki način moramo da dobijemo neki ukus.
Get some life or get a wife.
Imaj života ili se oženi.
Yes.
Ili uzmi ženu.
Why are you so distressed? This is a good point. This is from Sri Vishnupad. Get some life or get a wife.
Zašto ste toliko depresiji, ovo je rekao Šri Višnjupad, imate nekog, imate života ili morate onda da imate ženu.
And then when you have a wife you might be get some life also, I mean.
I onda kad imate suprugu onda možda da dobijete nekog života isto.
So, but we really need even, I'm not speaking about brahmachari or grihastha ashram here, I'm making a philosophical point, but we really need, either as brahmachari or grihastha or sannyas or vanapras, this is not my point, the ashram situation, what we really need is to become actually enlightened.
Nije ovdje pitanje ashrama, da li brahmachari, sannyas, vanapras ili grihastha, da nam stvarno treba, da treba nam neka inspiracija u duhovnom životu.
And this is possible if we understand we are the humble servant, the instrument.
A to je moguće ako razumemo da smo mi ponizni sluge ili instrumenti.
We must have our project in Krishna consciousness.
Moramo imati naš projekt u svjesnosti Krishna.
If you are in the Nityananda band, you know, distributing tickets or anything in relation with that service, that is the project and one must surrender fully to this.
Ako ste u Nityananda grupi i delite karte ili bilo šta, onda to je vaš projekt i morate se potpuno predati tome.
If one is in the book distribution, then one must surrender to this project.
Ako neko deli knjige, onda se osoba mora predati tom projektu.
And, or if one is a pujari, or a cook, or a cleaner of the temple, one must surrender to this service.
Ako je neko pujari, ili kuvar, ili onaj koji čisti hram, onda treba, ta osoba treba da se preda toj službi.
And then the spiritual energy will work through you, even if you are materially totally unqualified.
I onda će duhovna energija kroz vas delovati, iako ste potpuno materijalno nekvalifikovani.
Do you know that the best book distributor in South India cannot speak and cannot hear? Do you know this?
Da li znate da najbolji Bhakta Sankirtan
South India.
U južnoj Indiji ne može da cannot speak?
Yes, and cannot hear.
On ne može da čuje, a ne može ni da govori.
What is the word in Serbian? He is Govorne. Dumb, isn't it? And dumb and mute, yes.
On je gluvanem.
Gluvanem, gluvanem. He's gluvanem and still he can distribute book because the spiritual energy works. He has surrendered.
On je gluvanem i deli knjige. Zašto? Zato što duhovna energija deluje preko njega. On se predao.
He has really surrendered.
On se stvarno predao.
A devotee who does book distribution or any kind of service just for name, fame and glory, he will not be enlivened by the spiritual energy but by the mode of passion.
Osoba bhakta koji se predao deljenju knjige ili bilo kojoj drugoj službi samo zbog imena, slave i zbog imena i slave, on neće biti oživljen duhovnom energijom, već gunom strasti.
Gunom strasti. Strasti?
Strasti.
Strasti, yeah. That sounds very good. Strasti. No? The mode of the guna of the strasti will be there. Strasti is the best word for the it has a sound, isn't it? And when you are in the mode of strasti, you will fall down from that so-called inspiration and go to the mode of darkness. What does this mean?
From neznanje.
Oh, that's not so good.
Tamer.
Yeah. Tamer, yes, tamer. That's also a Yugoslavian word. Tamer. Yeah, that sounds like tama, yes.
I kada...
Tama.
Ako niste oživljeni ovom duhovnom energijom, onda ste u guni strasti. Iz gune strasti ćete postupno padati u tamo gunu ili gunu neznanje.
So, if Krishna sees that a devotee desires to surrender to him,
ako Krishna vidi da bhakta želi da se preda njemu,
and he further sees that the devotee regularly hears about him,
i ako vidi dalje da bhakta pravilno sluša o njemu,
and if Krishna also sees that he serves. He will come in the heart and move away the mode of passion and ignorance. And he will fill the heart with spiritual enlivenment. Like our devotees were saying, to become inspired, I'm reading in the Bhagavata.
Kao što su bhakti govorili da bi postao inspirisan, ja čitam Bhagavatam.
And I'm doing, the other devotee said, even if I'm not inspired, but I try to serve, isn't it?
A drugi bhakti su rekli da čak i kad nisam inspirisan, ja pokušavam da služim.
All of these are signs of surrender.
Sve to su znaci predavanja.
You want to know what the Lord has to say?
Želite da saznate šta gospodin želi da kaže.
And you want to do something.
I želite nešto da uradite.
Then the Lord comes in the heart and removes ignorance and passion. Ignorance and passion.
I onda gospodin će doći u srce i otklonit će tu neznanje i strast.
Strast, yes. Now, sometimes when you are down and out,
nekada kad ste potpuno spali,
Sophie, which you can do in your to get the right attitude to hear about Krishna and to surrender to some service.
To postoje tri koraka koje su popisane u našoj vajšnjanskoj literaturi koje vam pomažu da možete da čujete o Krišni i da radite neku službu.
One, two, three.
Jedan, dva, tri.
Three step. First step is think that Krishna is your best friend.
Prvi korak je da mislite da Krishna je moj najbolji prijatelj.
Second step.
Drugi korak.
Understand that everything is temporary here.
Treba da razumete da je sve privremeno ovdje.
Also your situation of being not inspired.
Također i vaša situacija kad niste inspirisani.
You're only passing through.
Samo prolazite.
And third step.
I treći korak.
Start to merge your body and mind in Krishna consciousness.
Počnite da stopite nekako vaše telo u svjesnosti Krishne.
The mind you can hear about Krishna.
Umu možete da slušate o Krishni.
With your body you can eat Mahaprasadam.
S vašim telom možete da jedete Mahaprasadam.
Or bring it in the kirtan.
Ili dovedite si telo u kirtan.
You know, the depressed body and mind. In the kirtan, concentrate on the chorus of the voices of the Vaishnavas. In other words, engage body and mind in Krishna service. Then you will be enlivened.
I posle toga ćete biti oživljeni.
It is said, in the beginning the senses are engaged by the direction of the spiritual master and shastra.
Rečeno je da na početku su čula
last sentences of the whole purport. It's about the fifth line from downward.
U početku čula deluju po narodbi duhovnog učitelja šastra.
And after realization, when the same senses are purified, the engagement continues.
A nakon spoznaje, kada se pročiste, nastavljaju da deluju.
The difference is that in the beginning the senses are engaged in a mechanical way.
Razlika je u tome što su u početku čula zaokupljena na mehanički način.
But after realization, they are engaged in spiritual understanding.
A nakon spoznaje sa duhovnim razumevanjem.
If you want to read this and study this carefully in your own life, it's in this wonderful text which I can only recommend for all the Vaishnavas, is in the fourth canto, chapter 9, text 6.
A ako želite da čitate i da studirate u vašem vlastitom životu, ovo je u 4.9.6.
Please read it.
Molim vas, čitajte to.
4.9.6.
4, 9, 6.
So thank you all very much for giving a patient listening. We will stop here.
Hvala vam zato što ste strpljivo slušali. Ovdje ćemo pristupiti.
I wish you a very inspired Bhima Nirjala Ekadasi.
Želimo vam veoma Bhima Nirjala Ekadasi.
It is a time when we can chant more and read more.
To je vreme kada možemo čitati više i mantrati više.
Please do it, then you will not even feel that you don't eat anything or drink anything.
Molim vas, učinite to, onda nećete ni osjećati da ništa ne jedete i da ništa ne pijete.
And Narakriti has said the best program is to go out on Sankirtan on Bhima Nirjala Ekadasi. Isn't it?
Yes.
In joking you said? Or in
no,
you will do.
Practical
experience. Yeah. So Narakriti will take you out. No, this was not your plan? Not originally? Actually, I don't... If it was not... you're a little surprised, so it was not your original plan. So, see. Anyways, do something for Krishna also. Yes. So, Hare Krishna, I have come to the end. Do you have any pitanya or question? Molim?
Čuo sam da na farmi u Njemačkoj, gdje se nalazi Nisimhadev, da iznad njega postoji neki kao, neka glava nekog demona. Sad, vjerovatno postoji neka lila gdje je gospodin Višnu dao blagoslov nekom demonu da bude iznad njega, sad ako možete objasniti o čemu je.
Yes. I remember this demon was created once, and then he had the mission to kill someone.
Ja sam sjećam da ovaj bio demon je bio stvoren u jednom trenutku i njegova misija je bila da ubije nekoga.
But he couldn't fulfill this mission and then he ate his own legs.
I on nije mogao da ispuni tu misiju, onda je pojao svoje noge.
Therefore it's only a demon head.
Zato je tamo samo glava njegova.
But this is how the story goes. But I don't remember all the details. I'm very sorry. I just heard it from Padmanabha half a year ago, but I have forgotten. It's such a wild story. No, not wild. It's just an unusual story. Yeah. I'm sorry, I cannot remember very clearly. Yes, Pero, the inspired guitarist player.
Ako nek, recimo, uvišće kasno ostane krugo, još par krugo, ali tako je teško, jako nam teško, recimo, da nam da pomislim, ne mogu sad da nam otiče za stupiti par krugo, da li je to kurnije i kako to stane tamo?
If I'm translating in evening, we have left in some few rounds, gym, so it is offense to say, and it's very hard to gym, it's offense to say, no, anyway.
Yeah. It depends actually what it means late in the evening.
Zavisi što to znači u stvari kasno uveče.
In general, we should try to finish our rounds.
U principu bi uvek trebali da pokušamo da završimo naše kola.
Now, if it so happens that due to circumstances we are left with some rounds and we are so tired that we can't really listen to the rounds any longer, this can happen. You're so tired that every centimeter of your body and mind screams to go to bed.
Ali u trenutku nekada kad ste toliko umorni da svaki centimetar vašeg tela želi da ide da spava i ne možete da ništa radite.
Do you know this sometimes when we have these concerts, like
nekada kad imamo na primjer ove koncerte,
one really feels so tired.
Potpuno umorni.
Then I would say it's all right to chant the next morning.
Onda bi mogu da kažem da je u redu ako mantramo sljedeći.
But you have to be extremely careful.
Ali moraš biti veoma pažljiv.
When the mind hears that it's all right, it will just take this little thing, so to say, and will take the whole opportunity, it will become a regular custom.
Ako um čuje ovom malom, kako da kažem, prilagođenju, onda će, ako mu daš mali prst, onda će ono htjeti da uzme svoju ruku i tako da napravi toga naviku.
In general, you should try your level best to avoid this situation.
U principu bi trebao da izbjegneš takve situacije.
And we do actually have a lot of time.
Stvarno imamo toliko puno vremena.
Throughout the day.
Preko dana.
Our problem is that we do not often plan the time properly.
Naš problem je da često ne planiramo svoje vreme.
Yes, and then we distribute the rounds throughout the day, and the rounds take, which take 2 hours, take maybe 4 hours altogether.
Kada mantramo po ceo dan, onda krugove koje možemo da mantramo za 2 sata, onda ih mantramo 4 sata.
But when you are in the situation where you are absolutely so tired and finished and you can't even, it just doesn't work any longer. I know the situation.
Ali kad si u situaciji kad si potpuno umoran i ne možeš ništa da radiš, onda
then you have to put it on to the next day.
Onda možeš da odložiš za sljedeći dan.
One time a year.
Jednom godišnje.
Or 2 times.
I 2 puta.
Or maybe 3 times.
A možda 3.
But not much more.
Ali ne više.
Absolutely rare. See, Pera, if you are not disciplined with your rounds, you will never ever understand how important the holy name is.
Pero ako nisi, nemaš disciplinu sa mantranjem svojih krugova, onda nikad nećeš razumjeti važnost svojeg imena.
And if you do not understand the importance of the holy name, you will not be able to go back to Godhead.
I ako ne razumeš važnost svetog imena, nećeš moći da se vratiš Bogu.
You will be born maybe as Bhakta Jimi Hendrix. And maybe you will bloop as Bhakta Jimi Hendrix.
So
become a famous guitarist, guitar player.
I postati poznati gitarista.
Is this all right? We must be careful. Maya is very strong.
Moramo biti veoma oprezni, Maja je veoma jaka.
Yes. Yes, Mahalani Maharaji. Yes. Like when we come from India, isn't it? That's
that thing that our inspiration doesn't have proper quality, or because if we are really inspired, it means that we will be forever inspired, because it is proper inspiration. Or just because of our tendency to get the light.
Yeah, yeah.
Because after some years, some devotees are completely, they lose the inspiration.
Yes.
Koji je glavni razlog zašto bakte izgubi inspiracija? Mislim, za jedno vreme zdravlje je sistem, to znači da će uvijek sistem koji ima dovoljnu karakteristiku. Zašto je to? Da li je to stvar naše tendencije da zaboravimo ili jednostavno površnu kvalitetu, odnosno ne kvalitetu naše inspiracije?
It's really, this is really a difficult question, Maori.
Ovo je veoma teško pitanje.
First of all, it's almost like falling to sleep, losing inspiration. You don't really know when it happens.
Kad gubite inspiraciju, to je slično kao tome kao kada počnete da spavate.
I have so often...
Vi ne znate kada se to stvarno događa, kako se to događa.
Is it you can make the experiment, you can lie down and then you want to find exactly the point when you fall asleep. It is not possible somehow.
To na primjer kada sedite, želite da utvrdite trenutak, tačan trenutak kada počinjete da spavate, to nije moguće.
So, it's very difficult to know when exactly the modes of material nature enter your consciousness, and I mean seriously color it.
Veoma je teško reći kada gune materijalne prirode ulaze u našu svjesnost i veoma ozbiljno je oboje.
There are different inspiration stealers.
Postoje razni lopovi inspiracije.
One is Raghunath Goswami says there is a dog eating woman.
Jedan od njih je Raghunath Goswami kaže to je žena koja jede pse.
Who steals your inspiration?
Koja krade vašu inspiraciju?
That's the desire for name and fame.
To je želja za imenom i slavom.
If one does spiritual life with that desire, if that desire enters, then you may think you're still inspired, but it's not spiritual, and the modes will take over.
Ako ta želja stupi u naš život, onda čak možemo i misliti da smo inspirisani, ali to nije prava inspiracija zato što su gune ušle u svjesnost.
Another inspiration stealer is, of course, Vaishnav aparat.
Sljedeći lopov inspiracije je Vaishnava aparada.
Positively, inspiration, but there are also inspiration givers.
Ali pozitivno postoje i ovi koji daju inspiraciju.
And these inspiration givers are, how do you say, follow the sadhana, that's explained.
Stvari koji daju inspiraciju, na primjer, naslediti sadhanu.
To rise more early in the morning, that gives spiritual inspiration.
Ustati rano ujutro, to daje duhovnu inspiraciju.
It has to do with the Brahma Muhuta, this early hours where spiritual practices are just so effective.
Ako radimo naše duhovne praktike u doba Brahma Muhuta, onda je to veoma efektivno.
For instance, devotees who are in India, they become very inspired and then they return back to their places and the inspiration goes. This I have seen often.
Često možemo da vidimo da bhakti koji su bili u Indiji i su veoma inspirisani kada dođu u svoja mesta, da inspiracija nestane.
It's because one comes back in these impossible Western countries, which are totally ruled by the mode of Strari. I never learned this language. I'm getting so frustrated recently. the mode of passion and the mode of ignorance.
Vraćamo se u ove, dobro što se vraćamo u ove mjesta na zapadu koje su puna guna strasti i neznanja.
Then I came the first time back from India.
Ja prvi put vratio iz Indije.
My immediate feeling was, what am I doing here?
Ja moj prvi osjećaj bio šta ja radim ovdje uopšte.
Then I understood, well, service.
Onda sam razumio službu.
That's the only way to survive in the West, to just dig yourself in your devotional service.
To je jedini način preživjeti na zapadu, da se absorbiramo u službu.
Is this all right? Do you have some further?
Maybe we are not properly connected with the spiritual master. But sometimes it's I think that we are how to see that and how to act really for the pleasure of spiritual master. Because
I'm actually, yes. See, to be connected with a spiritual master, that is a life project.
Biti u dodiru sa duhovnim učiteljem, to je projekt za ceo život.
It's not always so easy.
To nije uvijek tako lako.
Because he is on such a high level of Krishna consciousness.
Zato što je on na takvom visokom nivou svjesnosti Krishne.
We manage maybe for some time to be just obedient and follow everything.
možda možemo na neki način da na neko vreme budemo verni i da sledimo sve.
But it's sometimes difficult to follow all the orders of the spiritual master if you're not yourself on a high spiritual platform.
Ali nekad može biti jako teško da sledimo sve instrukcije duhovnog učitelja zato što nismo na dosta visokom nivou.
For instance, the instruction, always think of Krishna. I mean, that's such a... We often hear this instruction from our spiritual master, but it's not so easy to always think of Krishna, isn't it? We are honest. We are in the family, we can talk openly.
Naprimer, uvek misli na Krishnu, to nije tako lako. Uvek misliti na Krishnu, to je instrukcija našeg duhovnog učitelja, možemo otvoreno da kažemo.
Then he preaches again to us and he says, think of Krishna.
I on nam propoveda i kaže, misli o Krishni.
Surrender to Krishna.
Predaj se Krishni.
Krishna will help you.
Krishna će ti pomoći.
And he has said it 1,000 times already. So, therefore Prabhupada here says a very nice thing. Please, it's in text, Prabhupada of the text 5. Dhruva Maharaj attained this perfection not by acting hastily. That's in the last paragraph. The last paragraph is very long.
Druga Maharaj nije dostigao to savršenstvo nepromišljenim delovanjem.
But by patiently executing the order of his spiritual master.
Bez strpljivim izvršavanjem naređenja svog duhovnog učitelja.
Patiently.
Strpljivim.
And therefore he became so successful that he saw the Lord face to face.
I zato je postao tako uspešan da je vidio gospodina licem u lice.
We have to have some patience.
Moramo imati imati strpljenje.
We might like to be on the perfect level always.
Možda bismo želeli da budemo na savršenom nivou stalno.
And a serious devotee who sees his material nature wants to be on the level always.
I ozbiljan bhakta koji vidi svoju prirodu materijalnu uvek želi biti na tom visokom nivou.
He is tired of that dark person.
On je umoran od te mračne ličnosti.
Who walks on the edge of a dark forest.
Koja hoda po ivici mračne šume.
Always looking at him.
Koja njega uvek gleda.
That dark person who is one's material nature.
Ta mračna osoba, to je naša materijalna ličnost.
One would prefer to just send him in the forest, get lost.
Za nas bi bilo bolje da ga pošaljemo, da ga operamo u šumu.
But we have to be patient.
Ali moramo biti strpljivi.
We have to purify the dark person.
Trebamo očistiti tu mračnu osobu.
That's a gradual process.
I to je postepeni proces.
We have to make him our friend.
Moramo od njega da učinimo naše prijatelje.
That means he has to become a devotee.
To znači da mora da postane bhakta.
We have to engage our nature in Krishna's service.
Moramo da zapustimo našu prirodu u Krishnoj službi.
Utsahan, nishchaya, daryat. Enthusiasm, perseverance and patience.
Entuzijazam, strpljenje.
Enthusiasm. Boba knows about for enthusiasm. Enthusiasm, perseverance, and patience.
Enthusiasm, odlučnost i strpljenje.
Yes. These are three very important qualities for someone who wants to develop Krishna consciousness.
Ovo su veoma tri važne odlike za nekoga ko želi da razvije svesnost Krishne.
So, yes, you are correct. If we would be always connected with our spiritual master, we would see Krishna face to face.
Da, to imaš pravo da kada bismo bili stalno dodiru sa duhovnim učiteljem, onda bismo Krishnu videli lice u lice.
But it's not so easy for a conditioned soul.
Ali to nije tako jednostavno za ustavljenu dušu.
The good thing is that our spiritual master understands.
A dobra stvar je da naš duhovni učitelj to razume.
And he has patience with us. So we need also patience.
Tako da mi moramo imati strpljenje isto.
I very much appreciate how Mahodari Mataji feels. Yes, she is tired of this. Wants to always be on the spiritual platform. But that's a great blessing which she wants. That's a great zeal that comes after patient work.
Ja veoma cenim kako Mataji Mahodari želi da bude na tom veoma visokom nivou, ali taj je cilj koji dolazi posle veoma strpljivog rada.
For that we have to pray.
Zato treba da se molimo.
We have to go to the deities.
Moramo ići doći kod božanstva.
We have to go and serve our spiritual master as good as we can.
Trebamo ići izložiti našeg duhovnog učitelja koliko god možemo.
And we have to control our mind when our mind is not cooperative.
I treba da kontrolišemo naš um kad naš um ne sarađuje.
To just drag him back like a lion.
Dovući ga kao lava.
Lion back when he is in attack.
Kada napada.
We have to, and that really takes time.
I zato je potreba, zato treba neko vreme.
Who said Krishna consciousness is an easy affair?
Ko je rekao da je svjesnost Krishna laka stvar?
Maybe the first preacher whom we met.
Možda prvi propovednik koga smo sreli.
But he has tricked us.
Ali on nas je prevario.
Is that when we heard the first preach? Oh, it's so easy. You just eat prasadam. You're with nice people all the time. Very nice people. Very, very nice people. No problem. You will dance back to Godhead. Sometimes we feel as if we have iron balls on our feet. Like in the old Charlie Chaplin movies, you know, when the prisoners have these this iron balls. But Krishna sees our struggle.
Ali Krishna vidi našu borbu.
As long as you struggle, it's all right.
Sve dok se borite, u redu je.
Then Krishna, then you are safely situated in the boat which brings you back home, back to Godhead.
Onda ste sigurno se nalazite na brodu koji vas odvodi nazad Bogu.
Srila Prabhupada once told something which is so relieving to the heart, and I will tell it to all of you. He talked about problems in Krishna consciousness, and he actually said that these problems are only in the mind. They are not actual. And he gave the example of someone who was drowning in an ocean, but then safe and put on the on board or on deck of a boat.
I gledao primjer nekoga koji se davio u okeanu i onda je izvučen iz okeana i stavljen na brod.
This person in this situation is still imagining himself drowning in the ocean because he has lost his consciousness and he is in a coma-like state.
Ta osoba koja je na palubi još uvijek je svojom svjesnošću se davi zato što je u komi u toj situaciji.
He has all the symptoms of a drowning man.
On pokazuje sve simptome čovjeka koji se davi.
He may even call, help, 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 and his arms may fly all over the place.
Može čak i vikati pomoć, pomoći, može mahati rukama.
But he is on board of the ship.
Ali on je na brodu.
Only a matter of time until he normalizes.
To je samo pitanje vremena kada on dođe u normalnu situaciju.
So if you think about this next time when you are going in a difficult phase in your devotional service.
A ako mislite o tome kada dođete na primjer u situaciju kad imate problematičnu fazu u vašoj svjesnosti Krišne.
Then there is not much to worry.
Onda posle toga nemate razloga toliko da brinete.
Because you are on deck of the ship which brings you to the safe shore of the spiritual world.
Zato što ste na palubi broda koji će vas dovesti na sigurnu obalu duhovnog sveta.
When the mind gets crazy, there's one word.
Kada um poludi, postoji jedna reč.
Which we all have to learn by heart.
Koju treba da naučimo svi.
Ignorishka. It sounds difficult.
Zvuči jako teško.
But if you remember it, you at the right time, you can even smile about
yesterday.
So there are many questions, so I think we have some time. It's Bhima. Yes, please. Yes, but maybe you can keep this. There were some Nirvani, you had a question. So this. Daruka can tell you. Yes. No, no. Who didn't hear?
Vajanaka.
I don't know. Whoever sits next to him, he can tell. Yes. You mean real heavy, strong desires. Excuse me? Well, let him first try to not go to the members of the opposite sex in his Sankirtan practice.
Prvo što bi trebalo da uradi je da pokuša da ne ide kod osoba koje su suprotne pola.
And then by he might get inspiration by doing this service.
I može dobiti inspiraciju na taj način što će raditi svoju službu.
And come out of it.
I izaći iz te situacije.
But if it's really heavy.
Ako je stvarno veoma teška situacija.
And there are such situations.
I dešava, to se dešava.
It might have to do with the time of the year and so on. You know, there are many reasons why these feelings are so strong.
Then
if he is a brahmana by initiation, he could serve the deities. That will help to lose these type of desires. Or maybe do some service for some time in the temple when it's really strong and it's getting dangerous that he might that he is in danger of breaking principles.
Ako je stvarno opasna situacija kada je situacija da možda i prekrši principe, onda može isto neku službu raditi u templu.
In Germany we have this when devotees really become overwhelmed by by desires for sense gratification.
U Nemačkoj imamo taj sistem da kada bhakte postanu preplavljeni željama za čunim uživanjem.
We recommend them to make a little pause usually.
Često im u stvari preporučujemo da naprave malu pauzu.
Yeah. Yeah, this is Nirvani, you put me in a difficult position because I obviously you have some devotees in mind. Isn't it?
Now
I do not know these devotees. And I do not know the circumstances. These things have to be decided by knowing the person. and the situation.
Ove stvari treba, o ovim stvarima treba da se odluči kada znamo osobu i znamo situaciju u kojoj se nalazi.
See, I do not want to be caught in a situation where the temple president says one thing and you think it's not right, and then you get a different answer, and then the poor temple president has to suffer. I have learned my lessons.
Mislim, nije u redu da ti meni, da mi postaviš pitanje, temple president misli nešto drugo i onda ja dam odgovor koji nije u stilu temple presidenta.
If you have this feeling, you should discuss directly with the temple president, and he might, you know, maybe it's good that he goes in the ocean, maybe there is some in other words I want to support the temple president.
Da podržim temple president.
Have mercy with our temple president.
Imajte milosti prema našim temple president.
They have such a heavy work, you can't imagine.
Imaju toliko jako težak posao da ne možete da zamislite.
The movement is carried by these devotees.
Ovaj pokret nose te bhakti.
And if you have some feeling that it is not, he has not made the right decision, and yes, everyone can make a mistake, you should go directly to him.
Ako imaš osjećaj da nije ispravnu odluku doneo, onda trebaš ići direktno kod njega.
And then managers are sometimes a little strong, so you have to learn the art to speak to a manager.
I onda menadžeri su nekada veoma jaki, tako da moraš naučiti umetnost kako s njima da razgovaraš.
By the way, this is how you have to speak to all devotees, not just the managers.
To je način na koji trebaš govoriti svim bhaktama, ne samo menadžerima.
First you give some appreciation.
Prvo oceni.
Oh, I appreciate how much you care for the devotees.
Ja veoma cenim kako se ti brineš o bhakti.
It must be honest, not a lie.
Morate biti iskreno, ne laž.
Don't say something that you don't feel.
Ne govori nešto što ne osjećaš.
And then you say, here is a decision of yours where do you know that this devotee is in such a situation? I want to inform you more about this devotees. It might help you.
Ovdje postoji odluka. Htio bi da znam da li ti znaš u potpunosti u kakvoj je situaciji ovog bhakta.
Give him information which he might not have.
Daj mu informaciju koju on možda ne zna.
And then he might change his decision.
Onda može promijeniti svoju odluku.
Or he explains you why he has decided like this, and then you can become peaceful.
I onda će ti objasniti zašto se odlučio tako, i onda možeš postati mirna.
Thank you. Yes, Baba Cerini. Is it to the point? Because otherwise our Dr. Alex from Macedonia...
Is it to actual?
Yeah. Actual, no, yes. You have to speak a little louder, please.
For example, we can have a serious life and
yes.
We can feel a nice service amongst the devotees also, and everything looks, so to say, nice.
Yes.
So a few years before I heard a statement from some devotees, they said, in this regard, now you have to be afraid of careful of Maya. So why? And actually, what does this mean, that only in hard times we are more conscious of Krishna?
No, but please explain in Serbian language.
Sve izgleda tako dobro. I onda sam čula ranije da u stvari tada neki bhakte su rekli za to, kao sada trebamo biti u takvim situacijama oprezni od napada Maje. E sad, šta tu stvari zašto? Šta trebamo raditi? Da, zašto? Da, i da li to znači da uvijek da imamo teške periode, da smo onda više sve.
What means Dali? What?
Does it.
This advice is born from experience.
Ovaj savjet je došao na osnovu iskustva.
See, when everything goes well, there is a little danger.
Kada se sve dobro dešava, na fini način, onda je malo opasnosti.
That is that you become übermütig. Now, what does übermütig mean in English? Does anyone of our German-speaking devotees know? Übermütig. Does it sound right? Complacent is like
complacent.
Yeah, it means everything is all right and you get a little energy. And then you do the mistakes.
To znači da kad imamo previše samopouzdanja i onda imamo energiju i onda stvari mogu da se i sve funkcioniše.
Yes, you become a little insensitive, for instance, to other people.
I u tom trenutku možda ste malo neosjetljivi prema ostalim ljudima.
You feel so strong that you can do anything.
Osjećate se tako jakim da možete da radite sve.
You are no longer watching your movements and your words.
Više ne pratite svoje reči i svoje pokrete.
A little joy of your success mixes in.
Malo radosti zbog vašeg uspeha se unutra umeša.
The larger an ego puts a little pepper.
Larger ego da malo bibera. Malo bibera.
And then you get, oh, love is, everything is very good. I mean, I don't have problems. And then, you know, it just accelerates. And then you are, this is called übermütig. You have more, you're overconfident. That's a good word. Overly confident.
I onda se to sve ubrzava i onda imate previše samopouzdanje.
And then you do mistakes.
I onda počnete da pravite greške.
And then it's almost like stepping on a banana peel. You go like.
Skoro kao kad stanete na banana.
Oh, why did this have to happen? Unfortunately, this is just purely practical experience.
Ovo je čisto praktično iskustvo.
Prabhupada said once, my only criticism of my disciples is.
Prabhupada jednom rekao, moja jedina kritika upućena mojim đacima je da mojim učenicima.
Yes. They are not sufficiently afraid of Maya.
Oni se dovoljno ne boje Maje.
It doesn't mean that that you should become a psychopathic person, like, oh, where's Maya? Maya can be here.
To ne znači da se da postanete psihopatska ličnost, kao samo misli, oh, gdje je Maya, Maya.
But you have to be manishina, thoughtful.
Ali trebate biti misalni.
When you feel how this overly confident, this übermütige Natur, it's just taking you somewhere, then be careful, you will soon make a mistake.
Kada osjećate da vas ova priroda suviše pretjerano samopouzdanja počne da vas nosi, onda budete veoma oprezni.
Do you understand, Baba Tarini? Does this, I mean, understanding, does this make it clearer? You have to constantly watch out, you know, be thoughtful what you do.
Moraš uvijek da paziš i da budeš misalna o tom stvarima koje radiš.
Yeah. We often, especially we can see when Matajis get very happy. They, wow! Everything, you know, I have, you know, I'm now an old man, I can say this, I have lots of experience. I've seen things you would just you would laugh so loud that the roof would crack down.
Ima sam iskustva tako da kad bi se čuli samo pokopi krov, pogotovo eto slučaj sa Matezi s kojoj postanu srećni onda tako neopuzdane.
When I was a young bhakta, I mean, I was impossible because I didn't really have much problem. I mean, so to say, I'm a happy person generally, and when I was a young devotee, I was impossible. You know, I did things in my happiness. You won't be able to believe it. I can't believe it myself.
I was a young bhakta. I didn't have any problems, and I was happy.
for instance, I was so happy sometimes, I didn't take on shoes. I went with barefoot on Sankirtan in the winter, in the snow. I was so enthusiastic, you can't believe. And then I fell sick. Or when I was, you know, happy, I ate a whole pot of halava, and then I almost like a whole day I was in coma, and devotees thought, should we get the doctor? I mean, he loses his life here, this young boy. And I was always so happy. I was singing in the temple extremely loud. Although I unfortunately cannot sing very nice, but I was just singing so loud, and the devotees were all getting disturbed, opening the door, don't sing so loud. These are innocent examples. I could give very heavy examples also. But why always be heavy? It's not very quiet. Yeah, Mahapati?
You said we must think about Krishna like our friend. So I want to ask you, can you explain something more, give some examples, how can you put that to it?
Yes, I didn't mean that you should think in Dasya Rasa, if you know what it is. Dasya, yeah, like the cowherd boyfriends think of Krishna.
It
means in a general way that Krishna is so kind. Ananyas chintayantumam, he gives you everything you need, Mahapati. And he maintains what you have. And he likes to do this. He likes to take care of his devotees. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gave the example of